The destroyer droid spat red fire at its adversary. The sand rippled as the JK projected not a single force field, but a series of rotating energy disks that absorbed the blasts with ease. The attacking droid continued its rain of fire, unable to comprehend that its pure power approach had proved inefficient. Like most machines, it was powerful, but stupid. Obi-Wan's eyes narrowed. Something unusual was happening. The JK sprouted tentacles from the sides and top, tendrils snaking out so swiftly that the destroyer droid had not the slightest chance of evasion. Now Obi-Wan, and indeed most of the witnesses, leaned toward the action as the war droid struggled helplessly in the JK's tentacled grip. Initially, the tendrils were thick and ropey. Even as he watched, they grew thinner, and then thinner still, webbing the attacker with fibers that finally reduced to an almost invisible fineness. The tendrils chewed into the destroyer droid's casing like hundreds of silk-thin fiber saws. The droid finally seemed to comprehend its peril and commenced a desperate struggle, emitting disturbingly lifelike keening sounds. Soon, the droid's struggle ceased. Smoke oozed from its slivered casing. Then, like some piece of overripe metallic fruit, it simply divided into sections. Each crashed to the sand in individual chunks, spitting sparks and leaking greenish fluid. The pieces rattled into the dust, trembled. A second later, stillness and silence reigned. For a moment, the crowd was stunned into silence.
Droid against droid, a globe-headed Bith beside him scoffed. Games for children.
Beneath them, Lido Shan was unruffled. Your indulgence, please. We wished merely to establish a baseline, a reference point against an opponent both familiar and formidable. This Class 4 combat droid was stopped in less than 42 seconds. Behind Obi-Wan, an amphibious Aqualicious translation pod gargled a question.
But what of living opponents?
The technician nodded, as if she had anticipated such a query. Our very next demonstration involves a highly trained clone commando. On cue, a single clone trooper, a commando in full battle armor, armed with an infantry-grade blaster rifle, stepped forward from his hiding place beneath the lip of the arena wall. A blast helmet concealed his features, but his posture bespoke aggressive readiness. An uneasy mutter wound its way through the crowd. The amphibian seemed taken aback.
I would not wish to be responsible for a death.
The technician fixed the Aqualish with a pitying gaze. Don't worry. The machine is calibrated for non-lethal apprehension. Although that pronouncement quieted most of the witnesses, Obi-Wan felt even more uneasy. What exactly is the trooper's objective? Obi-Wan called down. The corners of Lido Shan's lips pulled upward. To fight his way past the JK and capture me. The trooper edged forward warily until he was about 24 meters from the creature. The commando raised his blaster to his shoulder and fired a crimson bolt of light. The spinning absorption discs reappeared, sucking the energy bolts with a liquid crackling sound. But the mere fact that the droid needed a force screen seemed to encourage the trooper. He feinted to the right and then rolled to the left, sprang nimbly off his shoulder to fire again, repeatedly changing position as the droid continued its defensive action. Obi-Wan opened his senses, stretching out with the force. He could almost feel the man's racing heart, taste his nervousness, sense the choices weighed as he wove his evasive web. Left, right, left. The next move would be to the left again. As the great Jedi watched, the JK spat out a webbing of strands as thick as his small finger, ensnaring the clone helplessly in mid-leap. The timing was superb. No, more than superb. It had been perfect. What kind of programming made such precision possible? Obi-Wan could swear that the aim had been almost precognitive. Almost. But that was impossible. Struggling in the net as the JK dragged him closer, the trooper pulled his blaster around.